Well, there's definitely many times I used to sit beside Patrick in the locker room, so I got firsthand sight of what happened after the game, but also what led up to it, and basically what happened for this thing to happen this way. I was on the bench. Yeah, he got what happened was probably a couple of weeks before we had a game in Buffalo on a Friday night. And the history of Patrick and Mario goes back to when they were roommates, when they were teammates back in the day. And when Mario and Rajon Ouellette took over as GM, Mario's first game was against Toronto, and Patrick was talking about some stories before the game and this and that. We were laughing. And anyways, Mario came in the dressing room and doing his pregame speech. And Patrick started giggling a little bit during his speech. And Mario stopped and said, "Hey, Patrick, what's going on?" "Nothing." And kept going on with the speech. Next thing you know, Patrick starts giggling again. And so Mario sort of went off on him a little bit. Anyways, we ended up going out, beating Toronto in that first game. And things were rolling smooth until we got to Buffalo about 2 weeks before this Detroit game. And when Patrick was goalie under Jacques Demers, he used to decide when he would sit out and when he would play. And so we were in Buffalo, and Mario came in to do a speech, and he said, "Hey, Patrick Lonsky, you're in tonight, and Patrick Wall, you're going to be in Saturday night back home." And Patty's like, "Oh, no, don't worry, I'm good tonight, too." So they went out for warm-up, and Patrick Lonsky's like, what do I do here? And he said, "Don't worry about this kid. I got it." And so he went in the warm-up. There's Patrick Waugh in the net. Mario's on the bench. His head's just fuming. Come back in the dress room. Go out for the game. And Mario goes, "Pat Jablonski, you're in tonight." And left the room. So here's Jablonski all flustered. And here's Patrick Waugh, who's going to be a Hall of Famer and this and that. And he goes, "Don't worry, kid. I got this." Goes out. Anyways, we end up winning the game. Go back to Montreal the following day, win that game. But that's in the back of Mario's mind now. As you can imagine, a couple weeks later, we're playing Detroit. You know, Patty doesn't have one of his better games. I think we're down 6-1 or 6-0 after two, thinking that Mario's going to pull him, puts him back in. They score another one, and they score another one. The famous hands of Patrick Waugh going up. And that's when they finally pulled him, and that's when he was obviously furious and walked behind us on the bench, dropped his stuff at the end, walked back to Ronald Corey and say, "That's my last game in Montreal." After the game, we went back obviously in the dressing room. Patty probably undressed in 2 minutes and left the building, and that was the last we've seen of him.